How did you see that game winner play out?
You saw it falls. That wasn't too hard to describe.
Well, you did make the move, obviously, with the cop line a little bit. Just what did you see from the mindset?
I liked them. Well, we gave up a breakaway on the first shift with Roslovic and Ehlers on those wings, and then the goal. And then they scored against Cop's line. So it was pretty clear at that point they're the hottest line out there, and I wasn't going to get a shife match against them, which was fine. So I needed to put a line together that could handle it. So I just, Andrew and Mason Appleton played his ass off tonight here, and he was kind of hard on the walls. He'd at least take hits to get pucks out. So you get a big, strong line that can play along the walls. You need some of that to match.
You're there for 55 minutes, but you don't get the end result. Just how do you handle this tonight with your group, and how big is the break coming up?
Get the hell home. Don't spend 10 more minutes thinking about this game. They need some rest and to recuperate. So there's no video meeting tomorrow. They're gone.
What about thinking about the streak and the situation that it is over this break?
We'll send an email out to them every day to make sure they have no fun on their break. No, I need them to rest. And come back. Well, we got Boston, St. Louis, Nashville, St. Louis, so you probably need to get some rest.
After those two games against Tampa and Chicago, it seemed like these guys wanted to show quite a lot of pride in these last couple of games.
The last two games, I understand, right? They played hard. So you want to walk off the bench, you're pissed that you lost a game, but you want to have a little bit of pride in the way your hockey team played the last two games. You know, I mean, yeah, we make mistakes. We get outmanned at a couple areas, but they played their asses off the last two nights. They really did.
Paul, just one more on that game winner. We did see it, but is that just a skilled player making a really good play?
I don't think there's anything to do on the shot. Like, unless you... I mean, you saw the goals we gave up last night, our goalie hugging that post. I don't think he jams his corner. Either he comes out on it a little bit. Well, that's about as perfect a shot as you're going to get.
Dimitri looks like he's trying to play the body there, but...
didn't fare so well, yeah.